Hello. Today we are hosting a podcast on digital leadership with Paul Muggy and Haroon Abu. Paul Muggy is the Emeritus Executive Director of the Center for Innovation Management at NC State University. Prior to that, he has 35 years in product development, global business strategy, and business innovation services at IBM. Mr. Muggy has spent his entire career listening and sharing what he has learned with companies that intend to separate themselves through managing innovation. He wrote his first book in 2014 titled Traversing the Valley of Death, A Practical Guide for Corporate Innovation Leaders. We also have Dr. Haroon Abu with us today. He is Vice President of Digital Data and Analytics at Bell & Howell, headquartered in Research Triangle Park, North Carolina. He is an accomplished leader with more than 20 years industry experience in leading digital transformation. Mr. Muggy and Dr. Abu have recently published a book titled Trust, The Winning Formula for Digital Leaders, A Practical Guide for Digital Transformation, where they, along with Gerhard Guttergen of RWTH Aachen University, Germany, explore how building trust and not their technical competence sets the leaders of this phenomenon apart. Right, let's go ahead and get started with the question. So what attracted you to the field of digital transformation?
Thank you, Lee. I've always been passionate about managing innovation. That is, putting in place a system. In other words, the people, process, tools, and culture that understand customers' wants and needs and then matches those needs with new and imaginative technologies. Over my career at IBM, my focus shifted from technology, product, and then service innovation to what I'm going to call business model innovation. In other words, how to create sustainable business platforms where companies could launch not just one, but a stream of satisfying solutions. From this, I realized the most lasting form of innovation and the hardest to copy was business model innovation. In my mind, digital transformation represents the height of business model innovation. Companies in all industries, retail, finance, automotive, entertainment, et cetera, are urgently trying to change themselves into digital businesses. They desperately want to keep pace with the leaders like Amazon, PayPal, Netflix, Tesla, and others. Unfortunately, as we will discuss, we learn many of these firms need help to make these often risky decisions. We know their employees and even their boards of directors are nervous about the big change digital transformation implies. And to top it all off, these people likely possess only a rudimentary knowledge of the key technology enablers like cloud computing, Internet of Things, artificial intelligence, and so forth. At this point in my career, helping these companies get comfortable with these new technologies and successfully implement digital transformation is what turns me on.
That's great. Thanks, Paul. So Haroon, how about you?
Yeah, thank you, Lee, for that introduction. Great to share my thoughts with Paul Muggy here. Over the last 20 years, I have led several large-scale business transformations, whether it is implementing a new ERP system, quality management system, building up analytics center of excellence, implementing connected service through IoT and machine learning. It is this background that led me to my PhD dissertation on digital transformation and the subsequent engagement with Paul Muggy and his Center of Innovation Management Studies. I've seen firsthand that digital is a force multiplier in that it amplifies traditional metrics of business performance multifold, but it requires a lot more than technology. It requires digital leadership that's built upon trust. I'm passionate about supporting my colleagues in this space in their transformation journeys.
Excellent. Thanks, Haroon. So how did you understand what digital transformation is about and how companies are struggling to implement it?
Good question, Lee. To understand digital transformation and all of its major activities, its various strategies, design practices, leadership requirements, and subsequent impact on the organization, we conducted an extensive global survey titled Patterns of Digitization, A Practical Guide to Digital Transformation. We examined over 50 practices of approximately 500 companies currently engaged in digital transformation, In fact, the Journal of Research Technology Management published its results in 2020. We asked participants to rate the digital maturity of their firms on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being ad hoc and 5 being optimized. Based on how participants answered the question, there were 145 digital mature organizations and 352 digitally developing companies. But we didn't just stop at this point and say a company was mature or not by looking at these rather subjective responses. Using the Capability Maturity Model Integration, CMMI process, we examined the actual practices of these firms and saw a distinct difference in their performance. CIO Magazine describes CMMI, it's a little hard to say, as a process and behavioral model that helps organizations streamline process improvement and encourage productive and efficient behaviors that decrease risk in software product and service development. It breaks organizational maturity into 5 levels. For businesses that embrace CMI, the goal is to raise the organization to level 5, the optimizing maturity level. CMMI considers organizations that achieve levels 4 and 5 as high maturity. These organizations are continuously evolving, adapting, and growing to meet the needs of stakeholders and their customers. Using CMI, we learned that the vast majority of these firms, i.e. 352 of the roughly 500 firms, are still in the process of developing their digital transformation plans. Perhaps they are experimenting with new digital technologies like AI, cloud, IoT, etc., but by no means can they say they have implemented their digital strategy. And we see it reflected in their business results. Only digital mature organizations can claim this.
Okay, so that leads us to an important question. You know, in your opinion, what accounts for the difference between digitally mature organizations and digitally developing organizations?
I'll take that, Lee. So Paul covered in great detail our patterns of digitization survey. So, you know, great survey. And one of the most important things we did with the survey data was to align the management practices of organizations with their digital maturity rating. In particular, we looked at all the practices that either mentioned leadership or inferred it was the result of very competent leaders, some 18 of them. This analysis showed us that the leadership practices of digitally mature organizations are very different and far exceed those of digitally developing companies. As a matter of fact, Taylor and Francis emphasized this point when they summarized our survey with an infographic, Managing Your Digital Transformation, 6 Practices of Digitally Mature Organization. On it, they say, digital maturity is achieved through commitment, investment, and leadership. Well said. This was particularly good news to us because our MO all along has been to share the best practices of mature organizations with those that are developing. And we inherently believe with the right leadership, the digitally developing organization can jumpstart their digital transformation initiatives. I'll give you a couple of examples. One of the statements we asked our participants was to rate our leaders collaborate with cross-functional business counterparts. So the survey score ranged from 49% for level 1 companies, level 1 being digitally developing, to 75% for digitally mature, which is level 5 companies. That's a difference of 26% between level 1 and level 5. Another example is regarding the question that we asked, do leaders walk the talk? Said differently, do they act and behave as promoters of the digital transformation process? We found this attribute is observed 45% of the times in organizations with digitally developing, which is level 1, versus 76% in organizations with a digital maturity rating of 5. Again, it's a big difference, statistically significant difference, right? So from this analysis, an important pattern emerged. Not only do digital mature companies clearly outperform digitally developing firms, but they're also managed very differently.
Okay, thanks, Harun. So I noticed in your book, it's called Trust, the Winning Formula for Digital Leaders. You didn't stop your analysis of digital leaders based solely on these statistics. Why did you feel it necessary to talk directly with digital leaders?
You're right, Lee. We did have compelling statistics that showed that the leaders of digitally mature organizations do in fact make a difference. But we wanted to understand, is there something special about how these leaders are wired that sets them apart? Our premise was that how they build trust in their organizations is how they overcome the doubts of their employees and even their boards of directors, in some cases, to create a new will to change, I'll call it. Statistics are one thing, but we wanted to hear it directly from the people responsible. To understand this better, we interviewed 13 proven leaders. And when I say proven, I mean they were successful at implementing a digital transformation. And we did this across a variety of industries, not just digital natives like Google or Netflix, but also digital leaders of more conventional industries. Again, our aim is to help developing organizations, and we don't believe high flyers like Amazon or Netflix really need our help. Instead, we focused on a whole range of what I will term more typical industries. We interviewed executives involved in automobile manufacturing, medical equipment development, IT services, farm production, and others. We also sought the leaders of successful microcap startups. Most importantly, we sought successful female digital leaders. Do they have a harder time changing direction of what are mostly male-dominated industry? Our premise going into these interviews is that we would find these leaders to be exceptionally trustworthy. How else could they build the confidence in their organizations to embark on these extraordinarily difficult endeavors? It is our belief that this is how they overcome the enormous resistance that can build up to major transformation initiatives, particularly ones being pursued at this pace. The results of these interviews were inspiring to us. Not only did these leaders prove our premise, but they showed us that the strength of their leadership comes as much from their personal character as it does their competencies to deploy new technologies. The leaders of organizations implementing digital transformation are indeed trustworthy.
Okay, thanks, Paul. That's a great insight. So you've done a lot of research over the years, and you guys have some amazing insights, both from your research and your experience. So what are you working on next?
Yeah, good question, Lee. This is the most interesting part. So through our interviews that Paul talked about, right, we were able to determine 15 human dimensions that leaders rely on to build trust and confidence behind their digital strategies. We know to be successful, digital leaders must possess a growth mindset and do everything in their power to ensure ethical AI, like forming a truly diverse data scientist teams. They also need to be great at storytelling and make this whole journey memorable and repeatable for the organization. Currently, we are creating a self-assessment tool that measures these 15 key dimensions. We emphasize the term self-assessment because it is intended to provide leaders inspiration to reflect and improve aspects of their leadership based on science and not based on somebody else's expectations of them. We will make the self-assessment tool available for free to anyone leading a digital initiative, be it at the project level, function, business unit, or company level, what have you. We encourage you to take this assessment by visiting www.patternsofdigitization.com. Patternsofdigitization.com. We're also developing self-training aids that enable digital leaders to develop or acquire these deficit resources and skills to make lasting change in their organizations.
Excellent. Thanks, Varun. So just one last question. If you were to advise the digital leaders of today, what are your key takeaways?
Let me answer that one. I would focus on the organization's culture. You will never achieve your strategy, no matter how compelling it might seem, if you don't bring the people along with you. Remember, employees are likely scared of what's coming. They might think they are not prepared for learning these new technologies. try to make it simple for them. Put aside all this techie jargon and explain it to them in clear words that by learning a new tool set and, of course, following the data, might do a lot for their professional development. Having experienced a digital transformation, they will be much more fit for future opportunities. And of course, listen to them before you speak. Give them every opportunity to express themselves. Believe us, following these simple rules will accelerate your plan. And secondly, digital leaders must be adaptable. This mindset enables the digital leader to continually update his or her knowledge to account for changes in technology and to avoid obsolescence. Leaders can replenish their knowledge through formal continuing education, in-house training, or an abundance of online programs. This doesn't need to cost a lot of money. There just needs to be a commitment on the part of the leaders to improve themselves.
Right. Well, that was wonderful. Thank you both for your time and for sharing your insights. So for me, I encourage listeners to visit their website, www.patternsofdigitization.com, where you can find a link to their latest book, Trust the Winning Formula for Digital Leaders, a practical guide for companies engaged in digital transformation, their research blueprint, and the self-assessment tools that they reference here in our podcast, and also their contact information. So thanks everyone for listening today, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Lee, for having us.
Thank you, Lee.